Well, one thing about the D20 Expos, it shows the grassroots movement, the media, which is pivotal because with the mainstream media, you're only seeing one side, and it's important for everybody to see the other side, and which is actually the factual side. So I was really impressed with this movie. It pulled together a lot of resources, your footage, his footage, Dan's, the real news. All Canadians need to see this film because it happened on their country. Our Canada was turned into Nazi Germany for the weekend, so if we don't want it to happen again, we got to be informed and we got to do something about it. And that's just, you know, it's got to be cool now to tell the truth. I think that's what we need to do is, you know, it's got to be cool now to tell the truth. If not, there goes our future.
And now this this Public Works Protection Act, which they chose to pull out of the books and enforce on us, was originally introduced here to protect Parliament and government buildings from Russian and German spies. So that doesn't say very much for the way that these people think about the people who live in their city, the people who contribute to their city, the people who like run their city, you know, the people who created this city, the people who are this city. Doesn't say very much about the way that they look at us.
Yeah, basically what we're looking for is to get the truth out, and we're not looking to profit, we're just looking at our costs. So we're giving out free DVDs at the event. We tell people to make copies, to give it out to your family members and friends. And it's the first G20 Exposed documentary in Canada. So we want this to be on everybody's shelf. We want people to realize that there was more to the story than what you were told.
I think it's a great movie, great documentary. Everybody should see it, and they should share it with their family members. If you know anyone in law enforcement, share the video with them as well. We need those people. They're the most vital piece to the puzzle. We need them on our side. We need them to wake up, and we need them to stop taking unlawful orders. So
two thumbs up. I think you definitely need to share this. Again, the only way to stop something, corrupt behavior, is for one, the citizenry to be informed about that. So, you know, you got to spread the message, spread the truth, and the truth is contagious. And so if people do see it, you know, they'll start to act and do something about it, share the truth with their inner circle. That's what we got to do.
Yep. That's the truth.